We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Ooh, welcome in, everybody. It's another episode of the DNVR Rapids podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Carroll, a.k.a. Merchel, a.k.a. USA, USA, USA. We're going to beat Canada tonight.
Mexico, dos a cero, dude.
Yep, you're right.
That was the one that, again, if they lose the cup at this time, I'm cool. Like, Mexico showed up.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. But I hope the U.S. wins tonight.
That guy that got everything he needed, of course, Super Yaya.
Yeah.
Man, you're giving me too many things to remember for the next episode. Also joining us, of course, downtown, Dwayne Brown.
Hello. Welcome to Talking About Soccer.
Welcome to Hate Week.
Against the Salt most Week. Hated team ever.
The Salt Cast. Hating on the fakest ones. It is RMC Week. How excited are you, Yaya, for RMC Week?
I'm actually very not excited for this. I am the complete opposite of this.
Not excited?
No. I'm scared.
Zero excitement.
Terrified.
Dwayne?
I'm not terrified. I think there's chances.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for sure.
I am excited because I love Rivalry Week. Who cares what happens for that 90 minutes besides all of us after it happens? But if they win, I'm going to be like I was excited the whole time. And if we lose, I'm going to say I knew it was coming. Win, win, win. Win, 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 win.
Mitch is out here playing chess while the rest of us are
4D
playing
chess.
Soccer checkers.
We got a lot to talk about today, obviously. Rocky Mountain Cup Game 1 kicks off on Saturday. We're going to talk about rotation changes, what we're liking, what we're not liking, who we think maybe should get some minutes, and where. We're going to get into the game itself, obviously, and our predictions and kind of what to look for, thanks to super analyst Yaya. And we're going to talk about all the things we love to hate about Salt Lake. What could be better? That's like the best segment of the year. All the things to hate. First, let's jump in. Starting 11, the same two games in a row.
Yep.
The surprise of Ollie jumping in there. Not surprise. It wasn't a surprise the second time. It was a surprise the first time. Jasper getting no minutes last week after getting some minutes against Portland. Jonathan Lewis with the game-losing mistake as he came on late. Yeah, where do you want to start with this? I mean, do you want to start with who we think should start, who we think shouldn't start?
I think we should start with what we think of the starting 11 so far.
Sure.
I think we have to set the ground and see where they're at right now and what we actually like and what are some things they can work on.
Yeah.
One of the main things that I really like from this so far, it's the fluidity of the front three.
Mm-hmm.
We see Calvin run to the left side at times. We see Jordy really dominate that right at times. But you also see him move into that kind of like deep line playmaker. And I also like that Cole can move into the left and to the right whenever needed. I just really like the way those front four kind of work together. To me, that's the one thing that it's really hard to touch, even though I think Omir should be the guy. Omir for Kelvin, it's really hard right now with all the chances that you are creating.
I love the idea of Omir super sub personally because he's so versatile. He can spell Cole. He can spell Kelvin. He can, I mean, if you had to take Georgie off, you could throw him in there, although I don't see Georgie coming off for any reason. You're right, though, that if there's any question, it is that right wing, not because Kelvin hasn't done a good job, but because I think there's kind of a lot of guys around the same level there.
Yep.
And maybe Kelvin is the best. I wouldn't think you're crazy if you said Kelvin's the best of those options. But it's also, I think, I mean, have we seen Cabral yet? Did he play late against?
I don't think he's come on yet.
Yeah, so I don't think we've seen any of Cabral yet. Lewis obviously blew the game on Saturday. Omir looked great after he came on Saturday. So maybe you do want to kind of play around on that right wing. But for the most part, I agree. Why? That's not the part that has been detrimental so far. Dwayne, do you have any thoughts on the top? Or
I agree 100%. That's, you know, I'm a 100% Calvin Harris guy.
Yeah.
But
officially.
Round one,
Calvin Harris guy.
But if Armas wanted to make the switch out and start Omir and have Harris come in as the sub, I'm good with that too. Like, Omir looked really, really good Saturday in the very, very, very small amount of time we've been able to see him play. So, you know, I love Calvin Harris, but I love winning more. So whatever it takes to get the 3 points, do it.
And another thing that Juan is saying in the comments, drop acid for Omir. I think
that's going to be, well, it might make sense. I don't see it happening at all.
So my thing is, if you do that, you drop acid into an eight, and then you're kind of without Ollie or Ronan at the six.
Yeah, you have to choose one.
Yeah, and then you kind of have to choose one of those, and that's kind of hard to do. I think Kelvin had a really great first game. He scored a goal, was the most creative player on the pitch, and that's even including Mihailovic. But
had an assist in the second game.
Exactly, like kind of.
I'm just joking.
We'll count it. But the whole thing is, I don't think you can drop Bassett for the one reason, team morale.
Yeah.
You've kind of built it around Bassett a little bit. You've put him on this pedestal. And it would send a message that, hey, things aren't good enough right now, but it's only two games in, and it might be too quick to actually kind of throw that out there. I think that's a move that you leave for later in the year if things aren't working.
Yeah.
And then you kind of drop Bassett off. But I think the real way to go would be Omir for Kelvin if you're going to make a change in the top four.
Yep.
But again, it's very hard to make one after Kelvin has been playing pretty well. I think last game he had, from having a really good first game, he had an okay game last game. And Omir just kind of came in with fresh legs too against a tired Nashville team and kind of dominated that right side and had some great opportunities, which is why we're kind of like, if you're going to bring anybody in, it should be for that. But you also got to be aware that Salt Lake is not coming off that same tiredness. Salt Lake is not. They're also playing at altitude. They're playing on that kind of stuff.
Elevation.
as Mitch loves to say that.
No, they play on an airplane, Mitch.
Floating pitch. I'm in.
But that's another kind of reason that I wouldn't want to switch Omir for Calvin. Because having Omir's fresh legs in the second half would help a lot more against this kind of team.
I like Juan's point that we want to drop the top goal scorer on the team. Well, with one,
yeah.
Look, I don't want to drop Kelvin. I'm just saying if there's anywhere to play around, it's there.
Probably there.
Right, and it's not. And that's just, we're just talking attack. I think you keep that four the same at least through LAFC.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just give them enough time to say we gave it enough time.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So let's jump back to the midfield a little further. Lamine Diack played against Hailstorm in a scrimmage over the weekend, started. Jasper also started. So that means there's, you know, they obviously wanted them to get some run because you're not going to just have them play the day after, right?
Of course.
Ricardo, who is in the chat, shout out to Ricardo. Said that DX still needs to get into game shape a little bit. I would not expect him to play this game. I probably wouldn't expect him to play until the next home game,
which is two games from now.
Correct. Got two roadies, and then you come back. So that would be my guess there. But are we going to see Jasper against his former club? That's kind of the biggest question for me, because we all had him penciled in as that midfield guy, right? As the starter at the six, as the guy who is aggressive in finding tackles, in finding the ball, in putting pressure on the ball. It's tough to say, you know, Juan pointed out, Ollie is passing probably better than anybody on the team right now. So it's tough to say put Jasper in for him, but we also just watched RSL just completely smoke LAFC in that snow game. Now it's a snow game.
I was about to say, that's the one thing that kind of like throws me off a little bit.
I thought they played well versus Miami.
Yeah.
And they played okay against Miami. God, I hate them so much. I don't want to even say that. That felt gross.
They look strong against, you know, the chosen one.
Look, I'm not going to say that, like, oh, wow, they played so well in the elements, because one team, you know, it's always going to be a pretty lop. It feels like it's always going to be a pretty lopsided performance in those games, but it's a mindset thing, right? LAFC, you expect to have that championship mindset. We're going to come out and be better than you because we are. And they folded.
It was great, by the way.
Right? They whined and bitched and moaned and didn't play hard and got smoked, right? And am I going to say that, like, oh, man, RSL played so great, they beat LAFC? No, but you get that result. That's a mentality result. That's a we're not messing around result. And that is a little nervous when you just had a home game in a winnable game without one of the best players in the league playing you, and you blew it. You blew 3 points at home in embarrassing fashion. Right? And that's just...
The mentality there is not the same right now.
No.
And that's exactly where you're getting at. That it feels like RSL is looking for something else. They're looking for that next level. They know who they are, and they're trying to reach that level of being a bona fide contender year in and year out, while the Colorado Rapids are still trying to find their footing as a team and what they're doing. And that's one thing that does scare me a little bit, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. Dustin, we're really out for the season, which I think it's going to be a huge loss for them.
That's a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Especially because they don't have Jasper, too.
Exactly. Right? So, but kind of to that whole Jasper thing, I think Jasper does have to come in and play this game. I think even if it's 20 minutes, it's because he's a guy that understands the system they're trying to run and understand those players, and it's going to be a disruption. Especially if you bring him in the last 20 minutes of the game where the RSL is a little bit more tired, Colorado's a little bit more tired, fresh legs in that midfield to disrupt Diego Luna, disrupt Chicho Arango's kind of whole thing in the attack, it would be very beneficial for the Rapids. And that's the one change I would make to the rotation, but I wouldn't make to the starting 11.
Right.
I think it's a guy that has to come in and play a little bit more minutes for the Rapids and bring in that physicality that I feel the Rapids have missing a little bit. I feel Bombi has brought it, but it feels sometimes that Keegan and Sam are a little bit more passive because they're trying to get ahead and recover, and that's not their game. So they need somebody in that midfield who's willing to throw a body, willing to slide on somebody, get a yellow, and just make the other team think twice about getting into that zone between the defense and the midfield.
I would actually start Jasper.
Oh, you would?
And this is why. We've spent years watching Pablo Ball. We know what Pablo Ball is. It's very, you know, very easy to see. It's long passes. I want the guy who can disrupt those passes and tackle the best on the team back there. And I think that might be Jasper. And I want to come out with that and not give them the chance to make that statement up front. Your whole long ball pass thing isn't going to work on us. We know your game. And just to have that physicality come in and screw that up right from the beginning is how I think we disrupt that. So I think having that strong tackler, having that person who's going to get aggressive, along with Bombi being in there to bust up those long passes is going to be critical.
Bombi is so good.
He was
so fun to watch on Saturday. Yeah, you're right. He needs that. Him and Maxu specifically need that partner in the midfield that can drop in between them and allow Sam and Keegan to do their offensive thing, which, like, we know is going to happen, right? Do you trust Connor Ronan to be the third center back on those situations?
He's
pretty tiny. Much.
Yeah.
Not very physical. He doesn't have the mindset of getting in there and getting his hands dirty.
No. Well, and the thing is with Ronan is Ronan's great on the ball, right? It's like moving the ball up is where he shines. You know, that's where he breaks ankles and makes dudes look silly. But for this game, you know, Real Salt Lake doesn't lose games. They make you beat them. They're not going to beat the Rapids tomorrow. They're going to wait for the Rapids to beat the Rapids. Right. Like that's Real Salt Lake soccer. So, you know, if I have to make the change to push Ronan, you know, out and have him sub in later when we need to get that goal and really push hard on offense, I'm fine making that if it brings in someone to be that person that Mitch is talking about, sliding in the middle and disrupting those long balls. You know, like it's common. Like, we all know what the strategy is. You know, I'm sitting here on a fluffy chair and not being a pro, a pro coach. So what do I know? But, you know, I'm just, we know what it looks like. And so I think in this situation, I want to have someone there who is wrecking stuff back there and wrecking their plan. And then, you know, if it's still zeros or something like that, or we're down one in the second half, then we go full offense, because it's like, we're down one anyway, F it, like, everybody in.
Right. You guys want to know something very interesting?
Of course.
From what you guys have been talking about that caught my eye, you guys are talking about subbing out Ronan instead of Ollie, which just kind of shows how much Ollie has won our trust within two games. Maybe he wasn't the greatest defensively, but offensively he's been a great piece for the Rapids, a great distributor on attack.
I think they're very similar. Yeah, so it's either one, you know.
But I kind of like that idea of Ollie instead of Ronan in the starting, not because I don't like Ronan, but because he is bigger. He's a little bit more physical. He is willing to throw the body around a little bit more than Ronan is. He's still not a Jasper type where he's willing to bring in that tackle, bring in the physicality. But that strength, that height, that girth, pause, really really does play to the advantage of what the Rapids are trying to do, be more physical in that midfield. And that's what I think what we expect them to do, right? Yeah. If you're trying to face a Chicho, trying to face a Diego Luna, who are very dynamic players who can find the ball in spaces and just create something out of nothing.
See, specifically that reason, man. I don't want to see Chicho flying free, right, with a scrambling Keegan or a scrambling Bombi trying to rein in a run like that. We saw that against Portland. It didn't work. That's why we need one of those midfielders with that attacking mindset out there, right? And obviously, possession-wise, passing-wise, the team has played so well, so are you willing to take a little bit of a hit with that, not having Ollie and Ronan out there together, in order to have that defensive mindset on the back, having one more guy out there with the dog going the other way, right?
Yeah.
No, we cannot doubt Ollie and Ronan got that dog attacking, but we need that dog defending. Need it. You're not going to survive this game without it.
Yeah, of course. One thing, too, I apologize to Ronan. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Ronan. And we're talking about you starting on the bench.
It's Ronan's birthday? Man, right now. My guy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Connor Ronan. You're
pretty bad at being a my guy. So
I'm sorry. I'm bad at birthdays in general.
I have them all scheduled on my calendar so I can.
No, you don't.
No, I'm scrolling through Twitter and it came up.
Backline played all 90, all four of them.
I personally would have switched anything. I love how Bombito and Maxu played last game. I love the intensity they're playing with.
Me too.
And I also love the way Keegan defended against Shuffleberg was a little scary because Shuffleberg is really fast.
Yeah.
But I still trust Keegan quite a bit. I think Keegan's one of those guys that once he gets the ball, he's trying to look forward offensively. Again, a guy that's ready to find the next pass going forward. Defensively, I think he's been fine the last game. And I think the back line should be stay exactly how it is because they've done great. I think, except for the first game where their XG was like 0.69 and they conceded 4 goals, I think they've done a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really complain about offensive, you know, I mean, obviously scoring, right? Like, that's the one thing you can't complain about is a lack of goals. Just one goal scored offensively through the two games. But possession-wise, passing-wise, even after a rough first 45, maintaining shape, I think, for the last game and a half. You know, like, you liked what you saw, minus finishing, which, surprise, surprise. Like,
that's everybody.
Rapid struggled with finishing. Story of the last year, basically. Any other lineup notes? Any other lineup thoughts? In terms of subs, is it time to see Cabral instead of Lewis?
I wouldn't know if it's time to see Cabral, but
I
was about to say more Yappy, I think. I think those minutes should come earlier for Yappy, whether it's at the wing, and then you can bring him into the center, into midfield, and bring Cabral in for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because Yappy has been pretty good on the wing a few times we've seen him out there. I like the way he dominates that left. I like the way he manipulates the half space and he becomes like a 10/9 at that point where he's like playing between the defense and trying to create an opportunity either for himself or the other players in that area.
I kind of like the idea of like a 4-1-3-2 with him and Rafa together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like put those two up together, have a Jasper or a Diak once he's in game shape as that one. So you basically are really playing a five, you know, five back, line, five front. Yeah. Like, with Sam and Keegan in major support roles offensively, you know, you're essentially turning Sammy into like a left midfielder at that point. But it's definitely something I'm interested in seeing at some point because I feel like, sure, Yappy's been pretty good on the wing, but I feel like just pulling him in 10, 15 yards, you know, really, like, is going to help him, one.
Yeah.
And it's going to just pull those two middle center backs just a little bit. Right? Yeah. They're not going to be as in tandem if they're thinking about two huge dudes in Rafa and Yappy, two physical presences in the box like that. I don't know. It's something I'm hoping we see at some point.
No, that's a good point, and I like that point. I never really thought of playing them together, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
So you brought it up, but I think playing Yappy on the left and Rafa on the right as a pairing on the striker position, I think would be beneficial, especially because you've seen both of them be creators at times too. Yeah. Guys that can create opportunities for other people. The whole Rafa thing is just so weird to me too because he hasn't scored, but he's done the right thing. And maybe he's just not a finisher as well. And maybe you need a finisher next to him to be the guy that we need. And that's how you create your own goals, by having somebody else finish and then you can get the rebounds or something.
It's just so, and then with those two up top, you could play anything with those three because you know Sammy and Keegan are going to be on the outside, right? So you could go Georgie, Cole, Omir. You could go Georgie, Omir, Ronan. Georgie, Omir, Ollie. You know, like really you could play around a lot with those three if you put the two strikers up above them. It's not a way we've seen this team play. It's not a way we've seen Yappy play, but something I want to look out for in like a last 20 minutes need a goal situation, right?
Because of course,
probably going to find ourselves in that situation once or twice this year. And it would be nice to know that we have that. All right, that's going to do it for roster talk. We are going to come back and we're going to talk about hating fake Salt Lake. Really, there's nothing better. And we're going to do that right after this short break. And we're back. Welcome back to DNVR Rapids. Mitch.
Yeah.
Dwayne. Super producer Alyssa hanging out on this beautiful Wednesday morning in the Mile High City.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The correct side of the Rocky Mountains. The beautiful side of the Rocky Mountains. The habitable side. Of the Rocky Mountains. Because you know who's on the other side of the Rocky Mountains?
The dark side?
The dark side.
Boo.
Salt Lake.
Anything west of the Rockies is pretty much not good.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree on some of that, but you're mostly correct. Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing's good, but mostly not
You're mostly
good.
Correct.
Mostly not good.
You're mostly correct.
I'd put In-N-Out in that.
Well, now you're just being mean.
I mean, Mitch's place of birth, family... Yeah.
I mean, Mitch, whatever Mitch likes, I'm down for. They're good.
In-N-Out's good.
Also, real quick, before we continue, drop a like, please. We really appreciate it. Share this podcast. Leave comments. We'll get to them. If you have any questions, let us know as well.
It says 17 of you are watching, but it only says there's 7 likes. That's the ratio is off. Throw a like our way.
We should get a like per view.
Yeah, come on. Help us out. All right. Yeah, you came up with this.
No, no, no. I'm not taking credit for this. This was you.
Okay, I came up with this.
True. I'm not taking credit for things I don't do.
Well,
just so everyone understands Mitch's commitment to hating on Salt Lake, he wanted the entire show to be just hating on Salt Lake.
But
we got to talk Rapids too.
I almost set up like a voicemail where you guys could call in and say how much you hate Salt Lake and play them on the show. Like that's all I wanted.
Let's do that.
We should definitely do it like more towards like another game of the youth. Home game or
like
something.
Next RSL game.
Because I hate them so much. And I know I'm not the only one. what were you just waving at?
The camera was on me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought there was a phantom in here or something. Phantom of Studio A. Okay. Well, so here's what we're going to do. We each are going to give our two... What's the word here? Biggest, most legit, most passionate reasons?
Just reasons.
That
I might have better ones tomorrow.
I don't know. Hate Salt Lake.
So I made it a tier of 6.
Okay.
Just because it looked nice on the graphic, 3 and 3.
It looks great.
Side.
It looks beautiful.
But there's plenty of reasons, and I thought we could talk them out as we go.
Okay.
See what's number 1, what's number 2, and we rank it correctly as a group. What do you guys think?
Love it.
Love it.
Let's go then.
Should we start at 1 or 6?
What if we throw something out there and then we rank it out? And
love see that.
If
it's even rank it better.
And see where it goes on there.
Even better. Okay, Dwayne, you are a nice, sweet, fatherly.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Man.
Okay, I like the word boy better, but that's fine.
Please. Tell us why you hate an entire region
it's
of people.
Stupidest, most idiotic lake in the history of lakes.
Whoa.
It's filled with salt.
Salt.
It's not deep. It's not enjoyable. It's not a place you're going to want to go swim.
I've swam in it before.
Ugh. Why?
Because I wanted to float really floaty in it.
I wanted to float really floaty.
It's crazy how buoyant you are in a salt lake like that. So stupid.
All the stupid rises to the top in that lake.
Oh,
because
wow.
It is held up by the idiocy of filling your lake with salt.
The ass and salt stands for stupid.
So stupid. It's just the dumbest lake.
So we're going to say Salt Lake. As like the actual,
dumbest lake.
The dumbest lake?
The dumbest lake.
Where do you want to rank that?
Not only is it so stupid, you went and named your entire town after it.
It's like, you named your soccer club Real Salt Lake.
Idiotic. What a dumb lake.
Real Salt Lake.
Just a dumb lake.
Where would you guys rank that?
Salt Lake.
I'll put it at 6.
Yeah.
It's just a nice.
It's like people are going to go through this list and it's going to be like players and.
Despite its all buoyancy. All this other
stuff, and then you're like, oh yeah, and fuck that lake too.
Yeah. That lake is. Right. It's just kind of. It's a good floor to start with.
Yeah.
Because floor is where you put garbage.
Yeah.
Great. I love that. Kevin, good to see you, bud. Good morning. Can I go next?
Go ahead.
I myself, a sober person for over 2 years now.
Congratulations.
But, Kevin is correct. Government-run liquor stores with terrible hours and no refrigerators to only buy 3-2 beer.
State-run.
3-2 beer. You can't even get a proper buzz on for this game. You have to drink twice as many beers.
So what is that?
I don't know.
Low alcohol percentage?
3-2 beer. Just call it 3-2 beer and everyone can fill in the blank with the rest of it. But yeah, it's insane.
State-run beer.
State-run beer.
That's it.
Wait.
That's stupid.
What is this?
It's no fun.
Is this the USSR?
It's no fun. It's no fun.
You can't even get good beer?
Or weed.
And it's,
you have to get the worst version of
and
beer?
And it's not refrigerated.
Warm?
Warm.
Ugh.
Warm beer.
I am upset for the drinkers.
Did you know that if you go into a bar there and you order a drink and you're about to finish that drink and you order another one, you can't?
Is that true?
Yeah, you have to wait until you finish it and they let you think about it and then you can have another one.
That's insane.
It's so dumb.
I mean, it's all gas anyway.
So what should we call it? Liquor laws?
Liquor laws.
Liquor laws. Number 5, liquor laws. We're trying to have fun here. We're trying to catch a buzz on. We're trying to go to the game.
Especially because if you're trying to drink, it's for a reason, right?
Yes, because you have to watch the Rapids play.
I mean, they have to watch the Jazz, though. It's still
Yikes.
They have to watch the Jazz over.
I don't know this, but I'm guessing that means it's only 3-2 beer in stadium as well?
I mean, it's a state law, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Stay long, dude.
That is horrible.
Dude.
All right. What's next? What else do we hate? Yeah, I think it's your turn.
You know what I really, really hate about this team? Their name. It's just a ripoff from Real Madrid.
Yeah, there's nothing royal about you.
There's like, it's the dumbest thing ever. Can't you be unique at least? I get LAFC, FC at least. Like, it's common around football. But Real, you're just literally like, trying to copy Real Madrid because you're trying to give yourself some prestige because you have none because you're in the middle of God knows nowhere. It's the shittiest thing that you could do. You're just trying to take prestige from somebody else. I hate it. I hate it so much because it's the dumbest thing ever.
And you included the dumbest lake ever in the name.
So not only did you copy arguably the most prestigious club in the world.
I would call it the most prestigious club in the world.
Yeah. It's up there.
I'm a Barcelona fan. I can admit that.
Yeah, it's up there for sure.
That's some real fake energy.
Yeah, you're faking it. No one thinks you're royal.
Dude, that
no one is confusing Pablo for the King of Spain.
Dude, it's so dumb. Every time I read that name, dude, I get so pissed off. It's the fucking dumbest shit ever. Like, how the fuck are you gonna call yourself Real? Like, did you not know you were real before you did this? Like, you have no prestige. Like, Real Madrid got that name because it was Atletico Madrid, so they're trying to bring themselves up and say they're real Madrid. Like, Royale. Like, they're the real. Like, it's fucking the dumbest shit ever. It doesn't translate. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Dude, that name to me is. Can I put it number 3? Would you guys be cool with that?
I'd be cool with it at 1 or 2 if I'm being real with it.
Let's put it at 2.
I think it might be 1 or 2.
Put it at 2. And then we can go back and tweak the list a little bit. And Alyssa was going to have to do a lot of legwork on this one.
Sorry.
Club name. Don't even say it. Name that must not be spoken.
Dude, it's such a dumb name. I hate that name so much. It's like, that's why I hate Inter Miami too. You just took the Inter from Inter Milan and you're like, I'm Miami now. It's the dumbest thing ever. I'm cool with FC, because it's like soccer club, football club. I get that. I understand where you're coming from there. You're just trying to brand yourself that you're a club. But you're just taking the literal name from somebody else and putting it on in front of yours and saying, hey, man, we're just like them.
Pretty lame.
I think it's your turn, Mitch.
No, it's Dwayne's turn.
Oh, Dwayne.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. We haven't gone too deep into the 2024 MLS kit reviews.
This is true.
This kit sucks. I've heard a lot of support for this shirt. And let me tell you, this is the most clip art looking bullshit I have seen on a kit in a long time. You have, a squiggly line that makes three triangles. It's a mountain. You had some nice vertical lines that you could have just ran all the way up the shirt, and you had to screw it up with this bullcrap excuse of the Rocky Mountains. Like, you couldn't even make good mountains. You just made a jagged three triangle line. It's so stupid. Not only is it stupid, the placement of it screws up the club badge, which has a dumbass name on it, and the whole kit just looks clownish. And then, and this is not their fault, but too bad, so sad for you, your sponsor logo is ridiculous. It takes up the entire jersey. It's two logos in one because the word mark is so gigantic, and then you got this goofy amoeba thing to the left of it. It's a disaster. People are like, oh, this is great. It's not great. It's not a good representation of the Rocky Mountains. You've embarrassed the Rocky Mountains. You've soiled the Rocky Mountains with this kindergarten drawing. My 9-year-old daughter draws better mountains than what's on this kit. It is garbage. It is not a good kit. You look at the embossed mountains that we put on our previous home kit. It actually brought in what mountains actually look like. It paid homage to the Rocky Mountains, to our home. And then you go on the other side, and it's like kindergarten time. Like, might as well have drawn this thing with crayons.
To me, it looks like if you took away the badge and the Adidas, it looks like a 1970s Burger King employee uniform.
Dude, yeah, you know what's funny?
You're not wrong. You know they got Burger King colors.
You know what's funny? If they would, I was just thinking this. If they would have made the mountains yellow, I would have called them a Ronald McDonald Club.
Yeah, that would have been a Ronald McDonald Club.
That would have been better garbage. As their name, the you Ronald can still McDonald call Club. Them that.
That's fine.
Just garbage.
That's the colors they chose.
They look like a fast food restaurant chain.
Okay, so where are we gonna put Kit here, guys? 1, 3, or 4?
What do you guys think? Dwayne is very passionate.
I don't know
if
you get 2 or cooking, but this is just a shirt.
I'd say 3.
It's temporary, so I could put it at 4 and be happy.
New kit, then?
I just think it sucks. I don't care where you put it.
I'd say 3. Because truly every kit that they make sucks, right? But this one especially. But, I mean, honestly.
It's bad.
Okay.
It's new kit. Okay, cool.
I have one. I have a gripe to get off with this.
Go ahead.
The name of their stadium.
Rio Tinto?
America First.
You mean the sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America First. America First is the most fascist bullshit name for anything, anywhere. And I hate it.
It's a bummer for their players who are not from the United States.
And the fact that they just waltz in to America First Field and just be the jerks that they are all the time really grinds my gears. Really grinds my gears. America First.
It's a stupid
We all know name. What it means. You can say it's a bank. I don't care. We all know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And we don't like you for that. Yeah. We kind of hate you for that.
I hate you more.
I hate you more than I did before.
A lot, actually. You're right, dude. That's a dumb name. You got to think about the way you're being represented at all times. Like, I get that it's a sponsor and you're trying to make money.
Just get a different sponsor.
But it's literally just like, you're literally, it feels like propaganda.
It is. It's
truly true. Might as well have been a picture of Mitt Romney at the sponsor. It just feels very...
Yes.
For a very international game, it feels very out of place to have... You don't see the Bernabeu being called Spain First Stadium.
You know what's funny? As we're talking names of the club and like how silly it is that they're copying, and then you've got the sponsor for their stadium. Even if you were to get rid of the sponsor for the stadium, you're still left with Rio Tinto. Rio Tinto, however you want to say it. I'm not good at saying it.
I'm not judging. Do your thing.
You know, that is also stolen from Spain. It's the most toxic river in southwest Spain.
Wow.
And that's what you named your stadium after. Like, not only did you swipe it from Spain again, it's not even like a cool thing to swipe.
It's almost like they have no creativity on the other side of Utah, the other side of the Rockies.
They don't. They have none.
We have a stadium called The Dick. We lean into it.
The Richard.
The Dick Sporting Goods Park. It's a sponsor, but we lean into it. At least it's a sports sponsor, right?
Yeah.
It's not a bank. Not a dumb bank with a dumb name. And then we call it The Dick, The Richard. It's a fun thing. You're right. The name has to be number 3 or number 4.
I was going to say 4.
Stadium name.
Stadium name. It's horrible, and I hate you for it.
Oh, man.
How about that? Okay. Yaya.
Dustin's comment is hilarious.
It's up to you.
You don't have to pull that up.
It's up to you. What is the number one reason we should hate FSL?
Oh, man. This one's hard because I have a couple that makes me really hate them.
Well, let's spitball here.
Why don't you go all 3, you know, or 2, however many you got, and we'll choose the one.
Yeah.
Well, so one of them is, I fucking hate they try to claim the fucking Rocky Mountains. Those are our fucking mountains. We're the Rocky Mountain State.
Get out
of here. That's our thing. Go find your own desert thing. Like, go find your own thing. Just because they're there a little bit doesn't mean that you get to say, we're also a Rocky Mountain State.
No.
You're not. No. We're the Rocky Mountain State. Get out of here. We don't like that shit. Like, it's
we need to put the little E next to this episode. Just remember that.
We're explicit. I'm just like, like, dude, I hate so damn much that they try to claim the Rockies. Every time.
And you're a desert.
And you do a horrible job of claiming them. You do a bad job. Every way you represent them, it's bad. The only good thing that you were able to represent them in is that Utah classic jersey with the white mountain caps. That's the only one. And I'm talking about the Jazz one.
Can't get behind that either.
But that's the only one that it's decent enough where you can be like...
Another thing they stole from New Orleans. They stole the Jazz.
The dumbest thing ever, dude. They have nothing original.
Nothing.
They take everything from everybody else. Every time.
What other reasons?
They weren't even a state until 20 years after Colorado.
That's right.
You can't claim something we've had.
That's right.
You just can't. Like, it's too late. We're the Centennial State. Like, get the hell out of here. We're the Rocky Mountain State. Like, you can't even have the century, bro. Get the out of here.
Yeah.
The other one is Paolo Mastroianni, dude. You gotta hate Pablo being out there.
I do.
Rapids legend, dude. Leading a good, decent team in RSL. It hurts. It hurts so much. You gotta hate. I mean, you even have to hate Pablo a little bit for it. Like, even though he did something right for his career, we're fans. We're emotional. We have the right to get mad. And he has the right to do the thing that's right for his career. But there's repercussions to it, right? You are a club legend, but you're leading the rivals. It's like Lionel Messi going out to Real Madrid and leading them to a few UCLs.
Like, all I'm saying is we retired his number, put him up on the wall in the Gallery of Honor, and how does he repay? By driving the dagger into our backs and beating us.
Year over after year.
Because he knows.
You suck so bad, Pablo. I hate you.
I hate that. I hate that so much. There's one more, and I don't know if it's number one worthy.
Well, let's talk about it.
Kyle Beckerman.
Oh!
former Rapid.
I'm so mad.
Former Rapid.
I'm so mad.
That got traded to RSL for a permanent. This is how stupid they are. A permanent international roster spot. Like, I hate Kyle Beckerman with the passion. He's probably their most iconic player. And I hate Kyle Beckerman so much. Because
he's a clown, dude.
It's like
clown. It's
the whole Rapid thing, right? It's a whole Pablo thing where you come in as Pablo, you're Rapid. We love you as a Rapid. Then you leave and you win a title with RSL.
Right.
Like, get the hell out of here, dude. Get them dreadlocks out of here.
Should we say Kyle Beckerman? Should we just call it X-Rapids?
X-Rapids.
Is that what are you guys comfortable with that? I mean, it really... Nothing makes me more mad than...
Yeah, I'm fine with
like
that.
Like, when you see a former Bronco on the Raiders, right? When you see, like, an Avs player on the Blues, right? Like, no, it gets me so... It just makes my blood boil, yeah.
Hey, but it does come down to a little bit, like, it's the Rapids' fault. Like, a little bit.
Whoa, a little bit. Save it for another episode.
But, like, it does make your blood boil. Like, it makes you pissed off. That you have Pablo succeeding in RSL and beating you constantly. You hate that Kyle Beckerman left, and then they won a championship out there. Like, it makes you mad. Like, yeah. You hate them for it. Like, why? Yeah. Like, get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
Like, I know a lot of people don't get this hatred, but screw them. Like, honestly, like, I just feel I don't want to say the F word that much because I've already said it like 15 times. But it's literally capital F-U-C-K, like 10 out of 10. I see you and it's hands on sight, baby.
F-Utah.
F-Utah, man. Futa.
Dude, love
it's
that.
The dumbest
hashtag Futa.
So now we have our list.
This is the list.
Do you want to change anything? Like,
no, I think it's perfect. I hate all those things about them.
Yeah. You want to change the order?
In exactly that order.
I like it.
Man, I hate Utah so much.
There's nothing
people
good about it.
People don't understand my hatred for Utah.
Irredeemable state.
That's one of the only states I know where they're at on the map, and I hate them.
Well,
it's true. I had a talk yesterday. He doesn't know where anything is.
I didn't know Baltimore was on the harbor.
Where Utah is.
All right. We are going to jump into the game. We're going to talk about the game, but we're going to take a quick short break so Yaya can look at a map of the continental United States. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to the DNVR Rapids podcast. It's Super Producer Alyssa. It's Downtown Dwayne Brown. It's Cowboy Super
Yeah.
And it's me, Mitch. I'm here, Merchel, hanging out. That was really fun.
We need to give you a new nickname besides Merchel.
Thank you. I'm not defined by my profession.
You are, but it's fine.
I'm my own person.
What would you like your name to be? Your nickname to be?
Oh, that's too much pressure. I can't think about that on the spot. I don't want to sound conceited.
Because better Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I would come up with something awesome like that. So, okay, there's a game to play this weekend. Hey, what do you know? My computer made it to the third segment.
Let's go.
The important one where we actually have to talk about stuff that I could look up. But you know, whatever. It is RMC week. Yeah. You have been digging all the way into these advanced stats. And
just found a nickname for you, Feral Carol.
I mean, that's not that bad, really.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Kevin's on. Good job, Kevin.
Also, drop a like.
Please drop a like if you're in here. Please. If you hate Salt Lake, you'll like this video.
If you hate anything, like this video.
Yeah, if you are a hater like me, go for it. Let's talk about this game, though. I mean, to me, yeah, and tell me if I'm wrong. To me, number one, we're looking at how do we stop Chicho and Luna. from just carving up this back line on the counter, right? Am I wrong? To me, that's kind of the whole story of the game.
Yeah, it really is, because a lot of the things they do, man, it's all through, they play the exact game the Rapids play almost. Biggest difference is the long balls. They're in love with long balls. But they do a high press too, and they do a really good job with that high press. And that's how they create a lot of their chances. That's what Armas wants to do. That you want the high press to get the ball in the opponent's final third. And you can, it's a quicker chance. You got the defense out of plays. You can get numbers, right? That's the reason you do a high press. The thing is that Real Salt Lake has done a really good job of disrupting other teams when they're trying to play out of the back, trying to get out of there quickly. And that's going to be the biggest issue for Colorado. Can Maxu, can Bombi, can those wingbacks get the ball up forward enough to Ronan, to Ollie, to Jasper, whoever's in that midfield, to get going forward and not be stuck in a situation where you're defending 3-2 against RSL in a, because you lost the ball in the final third. That's in the in your defensive third. You just don't want that, right? And Chicho right now is like, he has a great shooting percentage. He's really good at just kind of getting in the right spot. And then I keep bringing him up. Diego Luna. Diego Luna runs that team. Chicho's the big name, but Luna's the guy that it's the engine to that midfield. It's the engine to what they do. And that's going to be the hardest thing for Colorado, to try to get away from those press and all that press and try to build forward quickly.
I really love Chicho and Diego Luna as players.
Sure.
They are so fun to watch. They are so talented. Tattooed out. Modern footballers. And yet, they're wearing the worst kit with the worst badge for the worst team
with the worst
in the
name.
Worst stadium in the worst state in the world.
With the worst name. Don't forget the name. Yeah. The name's horrible.
And that's a bummer. Because I want to enjoy those guys playing. If they were literally any... Well, that's not true. There's a few teams they couldn't go to where I would enjoy them. But It really is. It, to me, if you slow down that transition opportunities, if Keegan can stay home on Luna, keep him in front of him, or Chicho, I guess they'll both kind of be over, all over the board like that. If Bombi doesn't get pulled too far out of position up, right? If Sammy can track back... Is this the Sammy breakout game? I feel like he sort of had a solid game on Saturday, right? Obviously a terrible game in Portland with an own goal. I mean, not terrible, but can't ignore an own goal, right?
Yeah.
Is this the game where he breaks out, Dwayne? Is this Sammy Vine's time?
Would be perfect timing for it. I mean, we're going to need his speed. And the thing with the new strategy for the Rapids of that press, that is where a counter attacking Pablo Mastroianni system is going to thrive the most. So I don't expect Armas to change up his tactics at all. He's still going to be pressing. I don't expect Pablo to change his tactics. So it's going to be, again, it's not so much Real Salt Lake beating the Rapids, it's forcing the Rapids to beat the Rapids. So, you know, maybe the golden savior to keep us for that is a very fast Sammy Vines coming down on the end and, you know, breaking up that counter. So I think it would be the perfect match for him to have his breakout game. We certainly need him, for sure.
I hope Kevin Bonilla plays so he can get slid on. He hasn't played a minute yet, but I want to see him play.
Just to get slid?
Just to get slid.
I don't mind it.
I want Nate Jones to come in and slide on him.
Hey, Nate Jones also started in that scrimmage this weekend.
Good for him.
So did Kamani. Kamani's back, too.
It was basically R1 who didn't start.
Huh? R2.
R2 was... R1 starters.
Yeah.
Basically. Bench. It was the R1 bench.
Yeah, starters, sorry. The starters were the
Jackson,
R1
Travis,
bench players.
Seb, yes. And everybody, yeah.
Getting minutes is always good for your first
You know, year. Kamani is an interesting wrinkle into that right wing discussion, too.
Does he take over those Lewis minutes?
See, that it might be the question. I might have been wrong with Cabral.
Yeah.
Although we're paying Cabral to do it, so I'd like to see him go out there and do it.
Mm. Only half
won't
of it,
hold
though.
My breath.
Got to pay him either.
They're paying half of it.
Here's maybe the question of this game. Does Rafa score?
No.
I'll say yes.
He asked you, right?
Wishful thinking, but I say yes.
Does Rafa score?
He said he has to. He has to open the scoring account really quickly.
We've talked about it on this show, Yaya. He is putting himself in great position. His work rate has been fantastic. He had that beautiful hold-up play into progressive carry from midfield to the box, basically. Bad pass to Cole. Cole also had the bad pass back. But you saw it. Yep. To me, that was one of his best plays since he's been here. Was his ability to completely stop, receive the ball in traffic, use his physicality, completely turn his defender, get out in front, sprinting with the ball at his feet, finding options in front of him. We need to see that. Rapids are going to have possession in this game. I think you're looking at a game flow similar to the game we just watched.
Yeah.
Right? So can Rafa break that line? Right? Can you have your build up? Can you force your turnovers? Can your defense hold? You know, can Zach get a throw or a goal kick or a drop up to him? Can he use that physicality to hold off the defender and start something?
Yeah. And again, these are very good. It's a very good defense for RSL.
Yeah.
So you got to be on your thing. It's going to come down to, I think Rafa is going to have to finish, but I think it's going to be a lot of Jordy and Cole trying to set these guys up to be good to finish. It's just, can Rafa get that ball in the back of the net? And I'm wishful thinking. I'm with Dwayne. My brain says no. My heart says yes. Like, but you need to open that scoring account right now because it's looking dry 2 games in, and you're supposed to be the DP9 that everybody's been begging for the last, 5 years? Like, or more? Like, and you
10
need,
forever?
Like... You need
since Connor Casey left.
Yeah.
You truly, truly need him to be the guy that
just
can take you to the next level.
Score a goal against Salt Lake. So much is forgiven if you score against Salt Lake. Honestly.
If you score a 90-minute winner against RSL and you don't score at all for the rest of the year and you're not a Rapid next year, you'll be remembered. You will be remembered. Not by many, but this guy will remember you in good light. That's my thing about Rafa.
Please just score this weekend, man.
And one thing, too, real quick, is that...
Yeah, real quick.
You got to... Stefan needs to step up. This team is really good at shots. It's really good at getting good looks every time. Mm-hmm. Stefan is going to have to be in his A game.
Yep.
And also, you need that defense to be aware of the quick transitions. That's why Bombi's going to be key in this game because of speed. Got to be careful with Keegan not getting left on an island again. Mm-hmm. I thought Ollie did a good job of recovering for Keegan a lot of time last week. He stepped it up defensively. But that defense is going to be so key to keeping everybody in check. And if the defense is good, then you can definitely get some good counters. You can definitely go and attack and create some chances yourself and get them off their line.
For sure. This is the best team we've played so far. And Real Salt Lake.
Oh, not even close. Yeah, not
very,
even close.
Very good. You know, I will say it again. I thought they looked very good against Miami. I would be willing to say Miami might be a little better on paper than the Rapids. We've got our work cut out for us. But, yeah, I think you're right. This has to be. I mean, I thought Stefan played a good game.
Oh, yeah,
on Saturday, really, really good game.
He was good.
This is going to be, you know, that game for him to really solidify himself with the fans.
Yeah.
And Georgie. I mean, I think Georgie's really found, I think in the last 2 games, he's really found where he can be the most effective. And hopefully this is the game where we see the Georgie assists, you know, those beautiful Georgie balls that are just missing by a little bit. And hopefully he finds them here. Hopefully those... He's opening up for Rafa, opening up for Cole, opening up for whoever is in front of him because he has looked so good. And skill-wise, I said this on the last show, but I mean, I think we haven't been able to watch a guy with this level of skill.
Yeah,
since...
Been a long time.
I mean, potentially... I don't want to go all the way back to Valderrama, but it's close.
It's a long way.
It's like he's so fun to watch. So I really hope that this is the breakout game for Georgie. Real quick, predictions. Who wants to go first?
Oof. All right. I've not been picking wins so far this season. But more than anything on that list we made more... I hate losing to RSL more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to predict a win. I'm going to say 2-1 Rapids.
Wow.
I'm going to say the previous player who knows what this rivalry means in Cole Bassett will score. Wow. And then the new player from the offseason who I think gets it more than all of the other new players. And that's Omir Fernandez.
Ooh.
We talked to him about it. He has been a rivalry killer with New York Red Bulls versus NYCFC.
That Hudson River Derby. Yeah, beautiful.
Like he understands the importance of it.
Yeah.
And I think he might be the difference.
I'm going to go. I hate to do this after I bashed him. 2-1 loss. I got to go with my brain on this one. I think Rafa scores because I said he has to. I'm a man of my word, so I kind of have to stick with that. So I think it's Rafa scores and it's a 2-1 loss, hoping for a little bit of a reverse curse. But it's just so hard to pick a win for this Rapids team right now, especially against a team that you've lost to constantly.
I hate Salt Lake. I hate them so much. The hatred fuels me. 1-1, Cole Bassett.
1-1, Cole Bassett.
1-1, Cole Bassett. Just make it so... To me, at minimum, you have to draw one of these two first games. You can lose one of them, but at minimum, you need a draw, if not a win, to make the cup... something in that home game. You can't seed the cup before you play them at home.
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
You can't be back already.
Right? So get that here. Get a point. And just see what happens. I think they might have a little false confidence maybe coming off of that LAFC game where you can't really read too much into conditions like that. Maybe the Rapids can pull out a point for us. See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, like, if you get a point out of
this... would be the best winner's lounge we've had ever.
Yeah, if you get a point out of the first
that's
three games...
fact.
Especially because they never win at Rio Tinto
either. This would be the best winner's lounge we've ever had.
Yeah, they don't win there very often either, so if you win there, like, let's go.
Let's hope. You think the U.S. women pull it out tonight against Canada?
I do. Me too. I think they're going to bounce back. I think...
Let's get some Colorado goals in there, dude. Swanson's
we got playing. It's the back line. Back line's getting a little aged.
A little bit.
So I hope to see a little bit of a shift on the back line as far as who starts and who comes in. There's a little bit of Rapids issues in there in the midfield too, with again, very good on the ball, on the attack, but it's the tackles and the takeaways that are struggling. So we'll see, but I do feel real good about it, especially with the news of June 1st, U.S. Women's National Team coming here to home in the Rapids. I will be there. You can count on it.
I will also be there. You can count on that. All right.
Real quick, I just want to shout out Ilya Dia. He is an RSL fan. You're respectful. We appreciate you tuning in. Drop a like. We're rivals. We hate each other. But
yeah,
again, we still keep it civil, so we appreciate you.
I trashed their entire existence like 20 minutes ago.
I did too. Trust me. I was there for it. We all did.
They're doing the same exact thing.
Hey, man.
And as they should. This is what it's about.
Like, again, dude, it's all cool, dude. We're all chilling.
You're right.
And if you guys want to come down and watch the game here on Saturday, let us know. We can definitely...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out.
If enough
of you say yes to us on Twitter, we can I mean, is there, I don't know, depends if there's a producer around, how we do post-game. We'll figure
it out. We'll figure it out. It's not the worst of it.
This is an off-pod conversation to have. go ahead and plug us out of
here. _Rapids on Twitter. Follow us there. We really appreciate it. Give this video a like. We really appreciate that as well. We love to just talk soccer. We love to talk Rapids specifically. So just tune into us. Give us a 5-star review wherever you hear this podcast. If you have a pit curious friend, let them know about this podcast. The pit cast. We appreciate if you guys just spread the word of the Rapids and help us grow more and more every day.
Walk in the light of Rapid Man. Dwayne?
Blessings to you all. Beat Salt Lake. That's all please. I got. It's got to happen.
Please. Like and subscribe on YouTube goes a super long way for us. I mean, I know we're only in the 70s, but that means 100K. It's on the horizon. We can see the 100K. So if you're not subscribed, please be subscribed. It'd be really cool if we were the first All-City Network to hit that 100K mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? CHGO is hard charging almost to 50. I think they just cracked it yesterday, maybe.
Close.
But I want to get to 100. I want us to get to 100. So subscribe if you're not subscribed. It's a ton of good content. From across the whole network, Buffs, Broncos, Nuggets, Avs, Rams, Rockies, Bets, DNVR, or the Denver Sports Podcast. I mean, it's all here. It's all here. So make sure you follow that. Become a diehard at thednvr.com. You get free merch, and then you get discounts on merch. Oh, and you get discounts at the bar on the watch party. Oh, and you get discounts on tickets to events. It's all the best stuff. So make sure you're a part of that. More importantly, I hate RSL. And more important than that, up the pits.
You all silly like the mayor.